FM 90.3 WJTL, Corey Asbury Sparrows. Good morning to you and happy Tuesday at 7:03.
Hey, good morning. Lititz area. Well, if you're a worship leader or on the worship team or love to worship, follow WJTL Praise and Worship on social media to keep up with new releases. You can get set list inspiration, hear stories behind the songs we're singing in church. Plus, you can listen every weekday morning coming up this hour around 7:50. For the praise and worship song of the day. We love 7:50 every morning. Hey, you can tune in Sundays for the praise and worship playlist from 6 to 10 a.m. Find all the info at Christy's blog, WJTL.com.
Joining us live in the studio today from Columbia Public Library, our friend Lisa Graybill is here. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Fred. I am so excited to be here. My first time in the studio.
We're so happy to have you here. And of course, last year you were scheduled to come and then didn't. So thankful you're here. Anybody want to say hi to this morning?
I want to say hi to everybody in Columbia and any of my family or friends who happen to be listening at this early hour. Normally, I would be just getting out of bed, but since Fred is such a special friend of mine, here I am. And I am very, very excited to start our summer reading program this year.
So excited. And, you know, I always say getting to go to the libraries, the librarians are like the moms of our communities, and they're making, you know, our libraries have really become such a central hub for our communities, not just the reading program, but so many other learning opportunities, STEM, music, acting, singing. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on.
We have reading therapy dogs. We have crocheting and knitting. Wow. And we have GED classes that meet at our library through the Literacy Council,
and
which
is
absolutely awesome.
So many folks lost their ability to use a computer because that's where many people came.
They did. And it was very, very sad. We are actually fully open today for the first time. The only requirement that we still have is you still need to wear the darn mask. But hopefully that will be ending soon. Mm-hmm. But our seating is back. Our computers are back. We are just so excited to once again be returning to a sense of normalcy.
And tell us about this year's summer reading program.
It starts Saturday. This coming Saturday, June the 5th, is the kickoff. And we are having a concert with Miss Maggie Sings in the park in Locust Street Park in Columbia, which is right behind the library. We are just so grateful to have that park. Mm. And we're also grateful to the Lions Club and the Columbia Public Grounds Company for allowing us to have all of our programs there this summer.
Cool. That little pagoda is awesome.
It is. And you have sung in there before, Fred.
Many
I know
time,
how
yeah.
you like that. And actually, Fred is coming to join us on July 1st.
Yeah,
he will be here in exactly a month. This Saturday, I believe you're at Quarryville.
I am, yeah.
Awesome. So you're doing a kickoff concert as well. We are also having giant-sized bubbles with Miss Allison in the park same time at Miss Maggie Sings. And you can sign up for summer reading either at the concert itself, or you can go into the library building, which is just up from the park. You can use either a paper log, you know, for those of us who are old school, or you can use Beanstack. If you are a phone apper and enjoy using apps on your phone, you can actually sign up for Beanstack, and we have a little bookmark that shows you how to do that.
That's pretty cool.
We have prizes for the four different levels. There's Read Aloud, which is birth to 4 years old. There's juniors from ages 5 to 9. There's the tweens from ages 10 to 12. And the teens are ages 13 to 19. The birth to 4 year old also can sign up for 1,000 books before kindergarten, where you can read aloud to your child 1,000 books before they start kindergarten. And you can begin that from birth on up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I can't forget our summer fitness quest. That is also going to be this summer, and it takes place on all the trails and parks that are around Lancaster County. Of course, we're partial to the Northwest River Trail.
We sure are.
Fred and I
see you have your bike on the back of your car. Are you going to the trail today?
Yes, I am. I'm ready. You know,
anytime it's
not raining. Yeah, this weekend was not conducive to bike riding.
No.
Boy, I took a long ride yesterday.
Yeah, good for you.
Yes, anytime the weather's good, I'm out on the trail after work. And the Summer Fitness Quest involves doing different activities. You can visit our website for more information.
Yeah, check it out, columbiapubliclibrary.org. There's all about summer reading, Tales of Tales. There's all about the fitness quest. There's all kinds of fun stuff there. And I know you have a list of some other folks who are going to be part of your summer reading. Tell us just some of the highlights.
Just some of the highlights of them. Well, of course, we can't forget Fred.
No,
Fred is July 1st at 6 p.m. He's doing a night concert this year.
A night concert, that'll be different.
Yes. Yeah. We're actually having quite a few of our bigger name performers at 6 p.m. So that the entire community can enjoy. Some other 6 p.m. people are Matt Dodd is going to be singing Songs and Stories of the Zoo, which ties in with Tales and Tales.
Yeah.
We're going to be having Servant Stage.
Cool.
For the
very first time
Columbia, I contacted Jonathan Bauer, and he very kindly agreed to bring out Servant Stage. So on July the 20th at 7 o'clock, we're going to be having the Old Time Gospel Hour.
Oh, it's a great show.
And that is a great show.
That was the very first show I saw with them, and I loved it. I was knee-slapping. It reminded me of Hee-Haw. It was just so...
I'm dating myself.
Some other people coming at 6 would be Randy Shine, who is a mentalist and does illusions.
Yes.
We have Ryan Bridge, the Bug Man, and entomologist, if you want to use the correct term. But Ryan is very popular because you get to hold the bugs if you want to. And, of course, we have Jesse Rothiker coming at 6 o'clock with all of his reptiles.
Yeah, so check it out online, columbiapubliclibrary.org. All the Lancaster County Libraries are doing Tales and Tales, lots of opportunities for you to read this summer. We're going to talk more with Lisa coming up, so we invite you to stick around as well. Coming up, Chris Tomlin and Big Daddy Weave next.